This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And let's not forget about the bulk mail center haulers either out there hauling the mail. That's Felix and his crew hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers over to the post offices so you get your mail today. And, of course, we've also got the suicide jockeys out there hauling gas and diesel. So you got go juice to run on. We're not all electric, and we're not going to be all electric, regardless of who tells you that. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social. Find us over there at Captain's America. We're all got the same handle over there. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And, of course, the website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. And I think I'm out of breath, but there we go. Okay, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com is with us. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
And a lot of stuff to mention there. Oh, well. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, the Supreme Court, monumental decision, 6-3, ruled yesterday that the Constitution provides a right to carry a gun outside your home, anywhere. Now, the ruling, a majority victory for gun owners, came in a case involving the New York law requiring a concealed carry application to demonstrate, or applicant rather, to demonstrate a special need for having that protection. Well, that's gone, but the mayor of New York, the governor of New York, say that they're going to get a workaround to that, right?
Yeah, and that should be disturbing on every level when people hear that. The way our country is set up is that on all questions of constitutionality and the Bill of Rights sacrosanct among that constitutionality is the final arbiter of what is constitutional. That's the sole and exclusive purview of the Supreme Court of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
For a sitting governor to turn around and say, that's an outrageous ruling and we don't agree with it and we're going to, I'm calling the legislature back in to try and figure out a way. She can't do that. That her action right there is a transgression against the Constitution, which she vowed to uphold when she was sworn in, by the way,
yep,
along with the Constitution of New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you hear the left over the decades talking about the right creating a constitutional crisis because they're trying to get rid of the filibuster and this, it's a constitutional crisis. That's all rhetoric. What the New York governor did was truly to create something that could be a constitutional crisis, because if the Supreme Court ruled that the Second Amendment is sacrosanct, you cannot deny somebody the right to bear arms without due process, because that's basically what they ruled.
Mm-hmm.
That if they legislate something that is a workaround to that, they're pretty much saying, we're just not doing it. We don't care about the Second Amendment. It doesn't apply to us. We've said no.
Mm-hmm.
That violates the compact that they have with that every state has with every other state to accept the common, basic, untouchable set of rules that we all abide by.
Okay. Let's drift down over here and grab Ian real quick before we lose him. Okay, Mr. Ian, is that you, right?
Yeah, I got a bunch of comments, and I'm going to go away. Look, this is how far we've fallen. It took them 109 years. This law was passed in 1913. 109 years, and the Supreme Court just got around to this. Wow, at that rate, we'll figure out that the Fed and the income tax are unconstitutional 109 years from now. That's number one. Number two, let me clear up the misconception in your minds. Liberals love guns. The leftists love guns. They don't hate guns. They love them. What they hate is people like me, you, Frank, Ed Al, owning guns. They want to be the ones that own the guns, okay? They'll never tell you that. A few honest ones will, but they love guns. Number three, okay? Okay, so we won, supposedly. All right? This is a Supreme Court thing. We won? Okay, great. Well, don't start clapping and throwing a party, because it's got to be enforced. It's got to be enforced. Who's going to enforce and make these liberal crap holes, okay, comply with the law? Already this Hochul the Yokel, I call her Hochul the Yokel. She's workarounds. They have no intention of complying. It's gonna take force to make them comply. And you know what? We better start going out and picketing their houses, pounding on their doors, going around with dead babies and everything like that. It's about time we started using leftist tactics and fighting fire with fire, because they work. And don't take this stupid attitude, oh, we're better than that, we can't stoop to their level. Wrong. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, Frank, you hang on. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about that a little bit before we continue moving around with a whole bunch of stuff, including, is this president cognizant enough to be president? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, thank you very much, Kathy. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Frank Silvato, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and their Moss Nissan dealerships. They got a bunch of them, and they're adding another one soon. Now, Moss Nissan gets customers from all across the United States because of a couple of different things. Number one, they're very good at what they do, and they just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and they want the opportunity to prove it to you. That's number one. Number two, the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all church pastors get great deals offered to them for your service to our country. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store at Newport Richey at 19 and 54, and Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. But there's a brand new Nissan dealership coming to Brooksville. Sometime during the first week or so of July, that's the best I can give you at the moment, they're shooting for having the grand opening up there in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the highway. You'll see it. It's going to be one of the most beautiful dealerships anywhere in the country. That I can promise you based on what I've seen. It's got more than one floor in it, too. How do you like that? Now, the other thing is you can go to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Take a look at all the different vehicles they've got, all the services they offer. And when you're over there, when you make contact with someone, make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door for another opportunity to save money. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, and Frank Silvato is back with us from UndergroundUSA.com. And, you know, that means you go underground, right?
Well, we're kind of being forced that way with the political climate in this country. That's one of the reasons I chose that name.
Yeah, no.
That we were veering so hard to the fascist left that sooner or later people who love the Constitution would be forced underground.
Well, I know that. Yeah. Now listen.
I want to make a couple comments about.
Sure.
I can't let what Ian said go without a couple comments. I do not endorse acts of violence. Okay, domestic and I just don't. And the one thing liberals love more than guns is money. So if people get to the polls and we can flip Congress and then you can flip the White House, you can starve New York, Illinois, and California into it. When you start cutting off their federal dollars, they get panicky because they see that as votes because going away because federal dollars are used for bribe money in the states.
Yep.
So you don't have to go dragging dead babies to people's doors. It is illegal, and it should be illegal, to go to an elected representative's house or an appointed judge's house and protest outside of it. It's illegal in Washington, D.C., and it's illegal in Virginia. They're just not enforcing the laws.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just not condoning that at all.
Well, I'll add to the mix, it is a federal felony illegal law.
Yeah. So if you didn't have the Joker as the Attorney General of the United States, there would be somebody taking action on that.
Mm-hmm.
But because Merrick Garland doesn't uphold the law and he's there as a placeholder, and boy, did we dodge a bullet not having him on the Supreme Court, by the way.
Yes, sir.
It wouldn't be happening. Only 47 states are not affected by the ruling that came out about the Second Amendment yesterday. The ruling codified what exists in 47 states because those gun laws say shall issue permits instead of may issue permits, like in New York, in Illinois, and California.
Right.
So this is taking issue with the shall and may issue that legislators use. They switch the word. This is done.
Mm-hmm.
So the overwhelming majority of the states in the United States already abide by what the ruling was today. This was specific to New York, Illinois, California, Oregon, Washington, and the rest of the states that are not in those 47.
Right.
You know, now, as far as was it a good day? Yes, it was for the Constitution. If you're constitutionally literate, it had to be a good day because the ruling was correct.
Yep.
It's a bad day for the Constitution when the ruling is wrong.
Right.
And have, you know, when you live through the Warren Court and the courts that were assembled by FDR and some of the people put into place as early as with Wilson, you're going to have fascist courts, but that's what you get when you elect fascists. We're just very lucky that we have a court right now that has justices on it that weren't seated by Joe Biden in majority.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that was the case, we'd still be marching down that path. So, yes, it was a damn good day for the Constitution, and if it continues, today will be a damn good day for the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And to celebrate it, okay, don't celebrate it if you don't want to. But it was still a good day for the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Let me talk for a second about the Democrats and the, you know, nobody's talking about this, but there's a bunch of infighting going on right now that's sort of behind the scenes, but not really. The fight is becoming bitter. The Democratic Party's internal divisions usually are cast as disputes between centrists and the left. However, the intense focus on this dynamic tends to obscure the growing and possibly more consequential argument within the progressive ranks, who don't get along with anybody that's not their way or the highway.
Well, and this is something that we've been talking about for a while.
Yep.
with the growing numbers in the progressive caucus.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to insist, we've got to stop calling them progressives. They're fascists.
They're communists.
By definition. Yeah. No, they're fascists.
Mm-hmm.
They're using private corporations to push their agenda. That's what fascism is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at what Mussolini did. Look at what the socialists that used fascism before Hitler came to power did in Germany. This is textbook. fascism.
Mm-hmm.
They have been grow as they grew in number. We've been screaming, now's the time to put the wedge between them. Hey, Republicans, now's the time to drive that wedge between the very, very far left and the Democrat Party. You could splinter them. You could just make them spiral out of space. But what did we do? We kept electing idiots like Mitch McConnell to leadership who don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So golden opportunities, they present all the time to enhance and nurture the fracture between the fascists and the Democrats. The fascists have actually, it's been a hostile takeover of the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Republicans just sit there and go, hey, they're arguing between themselves. This is someone who'll sit back and watch. It might help us in the next election. This is the opportunity that you need to act on.
Mm-hmm.
Aggravate the fissure. Mm-hmm. Aggravate the divide. Get the Democrats on record as being opposed to what the fascists are saying. Be active about it. GOP doesn't do that. They haven't in my lifetime anyway, not at the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
So here's another golden opportunity. You've got a puppet for a president that never should have been elected in the first place,
yep.
Not only because he's incompetent and he's got cognitive issues, but because he's a grifter. He's been a grifter all his political career.
Yes.
So you've got a weak incumbent who the theft that would have to happen in an election for him to be reelected would be so beyond what we've ever seen, even in Chicago and Tammany Hall, that it would lead to a violent revolution. And I'm not calling for that. I'm saying that's the level we'll have to reach to.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do on the right side of the aisle? How about this? Let's take the opportunity to splinter the other side. And become the dominant party for a change for a longer time than just 4 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, if they would, we've been saying it for how long, Matt?
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years. Yeah, maybe someone will listen.
Yep. Yep. It's right in front of them. All they got to do is look and pay attention.
Hold them to their own words. Get out there in front of the microphones and talk and say so-and-so said this, and Ocasio-Cortez said that. Why isn't so-and-so commenting on
it? I've got a way to look at this. I just got something sent to me, and I'm going to read you this, and I think you'll agree. If you live in a country where you can be arrested for fishing without a license, but not for entering that country illegally, it's safe to say that country's run by idiots.
Well, that goes without saying. I'm going to say evil idiots.
And thanks to Uncle Rick for sending me that. Can you stick around?
You bet.
All right, hold on. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more on Frank Silvato Chew. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Don't go anywhere. Frank and I are coming right back. Going to get into some more interesting discussion here. It's one of those days where no holes barred, I'll tell you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate passed gun control legislation Thursday, with some Republicans joining Democrats to attach more laws on law-abiding citizens. The 65-33 vote capped a month of negotiations. The red flag laws attached to the bill will give the government the okay to take guns away from anyone they deem unfit. Representative Roger Williams from Texas on Newsmax says we're doing this backwards.
We should secure our schools before we have the gun debate.
Nearly 5 years after his release from prison, O.J. Simpson is being sued by the father of Nicole Simpson's friend, Ron Goldman. $96 million is the number. A civil court in 1997 found Simpson liable for his wife and Ron's murder. Stanley Cup Finals continue tonight at 8 Eastern. The Colorado Avalanche lead the best-of-seven series 3-1. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. Appreciate that. And this portion of the program, A Conversation with Frank Silvato, is brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is part of my integrated daily health plan that helps your body reduce inflammation and swelling and pain that you've got if taken regularly. Now, I've been taking this since about 8 years ago. I take it religiously every morning. Just got done taking a pack here during the break, by the way, to start my day out. And you keep it in your system, and simply put, it will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problems you got going on, and it'll help alleviate the pain at the source and reduce the swelling if there's any inflammation that goes along with it, too. Now, it's because of what's in it that makes this work like this. It's turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. All products, all ingredients that are good for you. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. You'll know by the end of the third week what's going on. You will know. All right, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, and you have a podcast over there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, you'll let somebody like me cast a disparaging article in there.
Hey, it's, you know, we live in a free country where the exchange of ideas is the point.
Okay.
The left likes to say, well, you know, we have to, disinformation is, we can't have disinformation. We must shut it down. We must kill it. We must tamp it into the ground. No, disinformation is one thing. Honest debate is another. We have to have those conversations.
Now, let me just throw something out there that's going to blow some people's minds. We know that the Biden administration is trying to put everybody in an electric car tomorrow if they could do it, right?
Absolutely.
And we know that we're having some problems in some areas with not only gasoline, but with diesel, getting it to the pumps in a timely manner. We also know that we're having trouble trying to get the enough electric cars made so that they can, quote, meet the demand. I don't know how many times I've heard that, but I don't know anybody that's demanding an electric car. Nobody I know is. And the other thing is...
I haven't heard of anybody demanding an electric car either.
Yeah, and the other thing... Well, the government makes it sound like it is. And the other thing is I talked to a friend of mine up north in Tennessee, not very far away from where Eric is, and he had gone and bought an electric car. A friend of his, rather, had bought an electric car. And I said, well, that's great. Did they put a charging station in somewhere for him? No. I said, well, how is he charging the car? Well, he's plugging it into his garage wall socket, which is not 220. You can do it that way, but it takes 12 hours, get this, to bring it up to half a charge.
Yeah, the technology is not ready yet. You know, I don't know how many times people have to say it, but the technology is just not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
And to force this kind of a change on the country with a technology that is, A, undependable, a power grid that's absolutely not ready for it. If you've got rolling brownouts in California and you've got electrical infrastructure issues in New York and across the country, and now you want everybody to plug into it at the same time at night to charge their cars? There's no possible way that can happen. You will spiral the country out of the 20th century because the power grid will be destroyed. So this idea that we're just going to stop using combustion engine vehicles and we're going to use electric, and it's just because you need to be nudged into doing it, that is such an ignorant thing to think. I don't know where to begin.
Now, the other thing that I've heard, and this is where this really gets to where I certainly hope they're not doing this, but I've been told that there's a possibility that some of these oil companies are in bed with the Biden administration and they're actively holding back some of their resources so that it makes it look better. In terms of price, electric versus gasoline or diesel, they're keeping the price up. Now, I sat here, Frank. This is me. I sat here, and you know me. I watch fuel prices every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I watched for 3 weeks straight diesel and gasoline prices dropping for 3 weeks straight while our prices at the pump went up every single week. Right now,
yeah.
Right, go ahead.
There is absolutely something going on. When you've got CEOs of all the oil companies pushing back against the president saying, you've got to lower your prices to what you're paying for it, and, you know, saying things that are absolutely fascist, by the way, because mm-hmm. you don't dictate price policy in a free country with a capitalist system.
Mm-hmm.
And the CEOs push back with, you know, we're producing at capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the gas prices, the diesel prices stay the way they are. There's something going on. And the obvious thing here is that the federal government, by its actions and through its trade policy, I might add, is falsely elevating the fuel prices so that the price of an electric car doesn't look that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to look at a $56,000 price tag for the average electric vehicle, the average EV, and say that, oh, that's affordable when gas is at $1.87 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
When gas is at $5.50, or out the West Coast, $9 a gallon, and it's costing you over $100 to fill up all the time, now when you do the math, it's getting kind of closer.
Mm-hmm.
So the government, the federal government, the Biden administration, in particular and exclusively, is falsely elevating fuel prices, claiming it's Vladimir Putin's fault, and from what I've been hearing, has been promising and buying up contracts in order to ship diesel and gasoline overseas.
That's right.
While we suffer the inflated prices.
Mm-hmm. That is true. What you're saying is absolutely true. And I'll go one further. The wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery right now, without adding in the taxes and the delivery charge to get it to wherever it needs to go, is $3.76 a gallon. Actually, it's $3.76.9. I'm sorry, $3.76.6. Okay, so they're calling it $3.77 in one source, $3.76.6 in the other one. And I watched this for going on 2 months. It would drop, it would drop, it would drop, and up would go the price on the other end. And you just got to sit there and wonder, what the hell is going on here? And I've said it a number of times to a number of people, including our friend Denise Simon. She says, well, I'm not seeing that. And I said, well, then you're not looking in the right place.
You know, there's when you look at the price coming out of the refinery pre-tax, you've got to also realize that there's the hidden tax of EPA regulation as well.
All right, let me grab this call real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain. My driver, Mike, in Sarasota.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
I got a question for Frank.
Go ahead.
Whatever happened to all the microchips that's on that chip that was lost or whatever so they could finish making these vehicles?
Okay, listen to me.
All of a sudden, it's like somebody like dropped the ball on it or whatever. Where'd the chip go? Or the container ship.
Let's let him answer it. Okay. I heard about it, Frank, but I haven't heard another word.
Yeah, and nobody is talking about it. You would think that an administration that actually was pushing electronic vehicles and a country that was so incredibly dependent on the microchip, we'd be saber rattling about that a little bit. But we're not. And you know, I wish I had an answer for him. I don't have one. The only thing that I can point to is that because we're not hearing anything about something that is vital to not only our consumer interests, but our national interests as far as security is concerned, because we need chips for drones, we need chips for all of the high-tech stuff that we have on our ships, on our tanks now, in our Humvees, all the way around. We've got smart weaponry now, so we need those chips. So you have an issue like this that is so critical to the mission when it comes to our military, and we get nothing out of this administration about what happened, why there's still a shortage, why there's still a supply chain shortage on these things, this codifies the idea that we don't have a transparent administration. We're all mushrooms. We're being kept in the dark and fed what they want to feed us, and we should be happy for getting any food at all.
Well, my friend, I got to let you go. Monday we'll be talking again. Stay nice and cool up there in the hot country.
I'll do my best.
All right. We'll talk to you on Monday. Okay, Frank Silvato, and I'll be right back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VINYL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Patrick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're getting ready to talk a little sports here. By the way, tonight, I don't know where we're going to go, what's going to happen, but the Tampa Bay Lightning must win or go home, and it'd be a better deal for them if they won, tied it up, and got to come home again to see if they could go one up with what's going on here. Now, with all that being said, let's go on over here to the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Hey, sir.
Good morning, America. Good morning, Matt. Well, Captain, yeah, Lightning down 3-1. Can they win three in a row? It's kind of funny. Three in a row, they do a three-peat. They lose one out of the next three. Their season turns into runner-up Stanley Cup finalist. It's going to be tough. You know, they're going back to Denver. Tonight they'll drop the puck at about 8-10, and we'll see if the Lightning can win and come back here to Tampa. That was a heartbreaker the other night to lose an overtime like that, 3-2. And we're going to see the resilience of this club again. It's going to be very difficult, Captain.
Well, you are talking to people that are listening to you in Denver right now. So I know we would like to see the Tampa Bay Lightning win to make it exciting. But if they lose, they lose. But I will tell you what I noticed the other night. They ran out of gas. Yep. They ran out of gas. You could see it.
Yeah, the couple nights before, that was very to feel they were back in it after they beat, you know, the Avalanche. And the Avalanche are a great team, Captain. The bottom line is, if they play their A game, and Tampa Bay plays their right game, they're a hair better this year.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of reasons, you can talk salary cap, you can talk the Avalanche have built this team over the last couple of years exquisitely with the speed and power that this team has. They're a nice team to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nice, I think, for a lot of the nation was getting to see how good the Avalanche are. Being on the West Coast like that, a lot of their games were later at night. People didn't get to see them as much. So now they're getting an appreciation for the Colorado Avalanche out there in Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So, very interesting draft last night, Captain. Banchero from Duke University was drafted, you know, over the kid from Gonzaga. And we'll see if the Orlando Magic made the right pick, and we're going to see what they are going to do with that coming up here in October. Well, after this week of hockey, if it goes another week or if it ends tonight, we won't have basketball or hockey until October. And we'll be getting ready for the NFL. And obviously, we'll see how Major League Baseball pans out. They'll be up in Nashville this weekend, Captain. Auto racing, baby. A little NASCAR action. I think it's going to be a fun race to watch up there, okay, at the Super Speedway in Nashville. So I think a lot of people will be tuning into that this week.
Sure.
Rory McIlroy, the guy shot a 62 yesterday. You know, he's been playing a lot of golf, been in contention, but wow, I give him full credit to shoot 62 at the Travelers, and it should be a fun golf tournament the rest of this weekend for people to witness and watch. Arch Manning commits to the University of Texas, Captain. That's Archie Manning's grandson, Cooper Manning's son.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think Pete Manning's son or Eli Manning. No, it's Cooper Manning's son. It's kind of funny. Before he got injured, he was a great wide receiver, and Cooper was probably a better all-around athlete than Peyton and Eli. It's funny how life works, but his son's going to go to Texas, so we're going to see what happens there. That could really turn the Texas program back into a powerhouse. Speaking about quarterbacks, Dolphins, Tyreek Hill from the Kansas City Chiefs, now Miami Dolphin, was comparing Tua to Patrick Mahomes. I'm sure he's just trying to build up his quarterback, but a lot of people are looking at him funny for that one, Captain. So, interesting. More NFL news. The New Orleans Saints running back, Alvin Kamara, Captain, you know, he was in a fight there at the Pro Bowl.
Yep.
And it looks like he's going to get suspended for probably 6 weeks. So we keep talking about Deshaun Watson up there in Cleveland about his suspension, but Alvin Kamara is a stud running back for the New Orleans Saints, and they really need him there to be an explosive threat. So that's very interesting, too. And then baseball. Yankees came back last night against the Houston Astros. They just find a way to win, Captain. They're a loaded ball club. They're going to be tough to beat. And I know a lot of Yankee fans across the country. But anything can happen in the playoffs. Captain.
Playoffs. Playoffs.
That's got to be one of the best lines of all time, Jim Mora. And he's just a great guy. Great announcer, great coach. USFL finishing up. That's where he really got his original start. With the Philadelphia Stars before he made it to New Orleans and then the Colts. Oh, boy. Fun times. Well, Captain, it should be an interesting weekend. I hope everybody can be safe and sound out there. Monday through Friday, Captain, I love coming on the show with you on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays and talking sports. But I also love helping people out with their insurances. And I can help anybody out there listening. Veterans, I can help you. You can keep your VA benefits and still utilize your Medicare benefits. I've done it for Captain Matt Bruce. I've done it for a vast variety of friends, a captain, and myself. Give me an opportunity to be your insurance agent, to go over everything that you have and make sure that you have the best policy for yourself. I can put extra money back in your Social Security check. I can save you money on your policy. You just need to meet with me and give me a chance. My name is Patrick Hyland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. Love to meet with you over a cup of coffee. Meet me at Mission Barbecue on Tuesdays when I can make it over there with Captain Matt. You sit down and talk and see what I can do for you. Again, my number is 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland. Captain Matt Bruce, God bless you. God bless America. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday.
Yes, sir.
I do the show from 11 to 12. And I look forward to talking to you next Monday. And we'll discuss what happened in the world of sports.
Okie dokie. You take
Thank
care.
You so much, sir.
Yep.
Take care, babe.
All right. And that is, of course, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Now, this final portion of the program brought to you by Dominique's Blinds and Decor. Dominique's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh Town in Sarasota. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they'll offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs as well. Now, if you're out of the area and you're listening to me going, man, I can't find whatever for my shades. I wonder if they'd have it. Well, I'm going to give you the phone number. Call them up and ask. 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Dominique's Blinds and Shutters. And remember, also, along with the shades, along with the shutters, along with the blinds, they have other things in there, too, that you can shop and take a look and see what they have. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. Okay, let's see what happens here. Here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I'd step out of Mar-a-Lago, as the great Rush Limbaugh would say, radio is theater of the mind, and my Armani suit looking better than Michael Corleone, and I'd say this to the American people, which is true, by the way, with the Armani suit looking better. I'd say Joe Biden is a disaster. Okay, Joe Biden should be fired. You know, in the NFL, when a coach does bad, the owner can't wait. They wait to the end. They just fired Urban Meyer. They gave him one season. Urban, you know why you're so stupid? If you would put Tebow at quarterback and run the spread offense that you did at Florida, you would still have a job, okay? Then you're an idiot, just like the Republican Party, okay? Biden is a disaster. He should be fired immediately and replaced with the true winner, Donald Trump. Stand up for the country, please.
All righty, Todd and Tampa, that takes care of that. It's a Friday. I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition of the Captain's America. Hope to hear you on the radio. You can always call us. In the meantime, remember, this program is all about we the people. God bless America. I'll see you up in Brooksville here in a few minutes on 99.9.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.